Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Oh, I'm bad. Amazing why.
He's business's bad boy.
You're bad, and I like it.
Yep, he's one bad apple.
That's right, we're bad. That's right.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Thank you for helping me celebrate 15 years of the Small Business Advocate Show. As somebody who's been with me the longest of all of our Brain Trust members who are still with me. I had guests the first day, but in terms of being a regular returning guest on the show, no one has been doing that longer than our next guest, Karen Kerrigan. You know who she is. You know, heard me say many times before, nobody works harder, pound for pound, nobody works harder for small business than Karen Kerrigan. She's the president and founder of the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council, and she's got your back when it comes to public policy in Washington, D.C., and she's our good friend Karen. Welcome back.
Hey, Jim. Great to be here. Happy anniversary to you.
Thank you.
It is just, it's terrific to share this milestone with you. Again, I think
every
anniversary
year.
Show I have been on with you, and it's amazing how quickly the time goes, Jim. But
time
you
flies
know,
when you have fun.
Congratulations.
Thank you, Karen.
It is. And you as a business owner for hanging in there for 15 years. I mean, that's amazing.
Yeah, you're right. No, you are right about that. Hey, Karen, the election was held, and President Obama was reelected. The Republican, and it was not a popular vote landslide, but it was an electoral college landslide for President Obama. And on some levels, you could say it was a repudiation of Republicans. And then you do an about face and look at it another way, like the popular vote. And it was not a repudiation. It was almost not a 50-50 split, but pretty close. So what are you taking away from this election results about America?
You know what, that's hard to say, Jim. I think, you know, clearly it was what they call in Washington, a status quo, election. I mean,
the same players are coming back, aren't they?
Well, yeah, and they who voted for President Obama, gave him the benefit of the doubt, in terms of, what he was saying, that he was faced with incredible and extraordinary challenges at the beginning of his term, and that he was helping to dig America and the economy out of this situation and challenge that he was presented with. So mm-hmm. I think he was, and I think, just apparently, in terms of Mitt Romney's message, and the plan that he had made, to voters, and his appeal, just didn't offer
just wasn't there.
An alternative choice.
But he was attractive to small businesses, and the reason I say that is because of the polling that I've done and the polling I've reported on. In fact, this week's poll is we ask our audience online. If you felt your business would be better or worse in a second term for Obama, and 70% of our respondents said that this election result will not be good for their business, and only 14% said it would be good, and 16% said it was too early to tell, or so far that's what they're saying. So and then all the previous polls, it indicated that small businesses were not in favor of President Obama. Any thoughts on that?
Right. Well, Jim, I think if you're a business owner, you're just looking at, it's been 4 years of uncertainty. I mean, I think small business owners were willing to give President Obama the benefit of the doubt at the beginning of his term. In fact, some of the surveying and polling that we had done post-election in 2008 showed that the small business vote actually went with President
Yes,
Obama
it did.
By a very small margin.
But it was a majority,
That it was. And then, but, you know, as, I mean, you know, there was just, a you know, too much in terms of, you know, uncertainty that, you know, business owners continued to be faced with. I mean, one, the economy wasn't, you know, improving at a rate, you know, that would bring stability and confidence, mm-hmm. You know, to them and stability to their firms. You know, you had the whole healthcare, Obamacare,
right.
you know, situation, which, again, was another reason I think, I don't think Mitt was able to close the deal.
Right.
It's because he never brought up Obamacare.
Right.
And I think, you know, that was, it was just amazing to me mm-hmm. how unpopular Obamacare was, not only with small business owners, but the rest of the population.
So it was, so you're saying that, that
regulations, Obamacare, the whole yeah. tax situation, the threatened new taxes.
A lot of that, a lot of that was opportunity missed by the Republicans, and I think that's a word to the wise there. Karen, hold on to that thought. We're going to take a quick break, folks. 20 till the hour. Karen Kerrigan and I will be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.